وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وعن أسامة رضي الله عنه: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أراك تصوم في شعبان أكثر من غيره؟ وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، ويصعد فيه الأعمال، وأحب أن يصعد عملي وعمل وأنا صائم. رواه النسائي، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الله has blessed us. We are actually almost in the most blessed month in the entire year. The month concerning which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إلى السنة لدخول شهر رمضان. Jannah is decorated throughout the entire year for this month. Imagine for something so special, the whole year Jannah is being decorated. And when Ramadan comes in, Jannah says, Paradise says, Oh Allah, grant us those of your pious servants, residents, give them residence in us in this blessed month. قالت الجنة اللهم اجعل لنا من عبادك في هذا الشهر سكانا. The Hur'een address and say, Allah, اجعل لنا من عبادك في هذا الشهر أزواجا. They ask Allah. So imagine this entire year, decoration for this month. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Oh Allah, bless for us. Rajab has passed. Bless for us Sha'ban, Rajab, Sha'ban. Enable us to reach Ramadan. So one is to reach Ramadan. The other is today. Today is a very special day too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban comes in, that was last night. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's mercies descend from sunset for the entire night. Allah is offering us anything we want. It's a night to beseech Allah. Then Allah's Nabi said, وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا, and fast the day of the 15th, which is today. Because on this night and this day, Allah forgives multitudes of people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a parable of the prominent farmers of that time, the Banu Kalb tribe. They had an enormous amount, thousands of herds in their flock. And imagine the fiber and the wool on their animals. Millions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives millions and billions from hellfire through the blessings of this day. So this day is actually to train us for Ramadan. It's to prepare us for the most special time in the entire year, so that we're ready before Ramadan. We'll find in the ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention Ramadan before the entry of Ramadan. In so many ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ramadan has come, قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ شَهْرُ بَرَكَةٍ فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Allah's Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prove yourself to Allah. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. The wretched one is he who is deprived of Allah's mercy in this month. So Sha'ban actually is to sow the seed. Sha'ban means for the branches to be far-reaching branches. So what happens is, when we sow the seed of change in our life, to become better people, to improve, to leave sin, to stay away from wrong, because Ramadan is that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who spends his Ramadan by staying away from sins, مَنْ صَانَ نَفْسَهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ فَلَمْ يَشْرَبْ فِيهِ مُسْكِرًا. He leaves all intoxicants. Now we have to start practicing even all other sorts of substances, everything. This is the opportunity to change forever. He leaves all of that. صان نفسه في شهر رمضان فلم يشرب فيه مسكرا no intoxicants ولم يرمي فيه مؤمنا بالبهتان. He aspires not to slander anyone, so he doesn't slander or backbite. بهتان is slander. This is a really grave disease. Allah save us. Such a sin this is. Backbiting is speaking bad of people, even if that evil trait is in them. And such a disease today, we stand around each other, sometimes outside the masjid, talking bad about people. If we really cared for them, shouldn't we have approached them and politely said to them that, uncle, you're doing this, but it, you know, if you are doing this, this is not the right thing. In a polite manner, in a private manner, we politely correct him. Most probably he'll accept it. He'll appreciate the fact that we notified him, we advised him. So if we really care for him, go to him. Now slander is, we just heard about it and we start talking about it. And we start, subhanAllah, sometimes we want to enjoy it. Just talking about people. The Quran equates that to eating a living person's flesh. Quran says your own brother's flesh. فَكَرِهْتُمُ Allah says you will detest it. Another event concerning the same discussion of slander, Allah save us, happened in this month also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam journeyed with Sahaba radiallahu anhum to an area called Banul Mustaliq. Muraysi' was the area, the tribe was Banul Mustaliq. And on that journey, the hypocrites tried to join because they wanted to cause trouble from within. They wanted to make trouble for the Muslims. So as they were traveling, wherever there was opportunities, Bin Ubay would start fiddling and causing trouble and uttering ludicrous remarks concerning the people of truth, concerning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Wherever there was yap to make, he was part and parcel and he would add to it. And it's like this, and it's like that. Allah save us. This was the way of the hypocrite. Before I come back to this discussion, in the first days of Ramadan, we're going to be listening to Quran, Al-Baqarah. Now Al-Baqarah, one of the themes we'll be listening to today is the Qibla. The Qibla was changed to Kaaba in this month. It's a discussion in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Quran. But in sequence of revelation, chapter 87. It's the first surah to be revealed in Medina Munawwara. And a lot of this chapter has to do with the Jewish community. Now we are in a discussion. If you want, we'll send it to you. All those Sahaba who embraced Islam from the Jewish background. In our short discussion, there's no time to go into all of that. Last night we discussed some as well. But there were others who didn't embrace the truth. And respected students of deen, there was one amazing, shocking event. Many embraced Islam. There's a whole list of Sahaba from Jewish backgrounds, from Christian backgrounds. They embraced Islam. Such amazing people. They became the best of the best. But there were others who didn't due to one crime. That they had hatred in their heart and they believed that they're better than the children of Ismail, alayhi salam. So one specific person, his name was Abu Amir. Umara bin Khuzaima bin Thabit, this great Sahabi's son, says, I heard my father mention this to us. Khuzaima bin Thabit, very famous Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, uddilat shahadatuhu bi shahadati rajulain. He says, my father told us about Abu Amir. He was the rabbi amongst us. There was no one who knew the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like him. No one knew how to describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. He then traveled to all the Jewish areas. Wherever there was Jews, he went there. He went to Kinda. He went to Sham. Wherever there were Christians, he went there and studied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's descriptions verbatim. And he would come and describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Medinan society. Because he even knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come from Makkah Mukarramah, which will be his birthplace. And his muhajir will be Yathrib, Medina Munawwara. At that time, Yathrib. Today, it's not permissible for us to call Medina Munawwara Yathrib because our beloved changed the name. But historically, at that time, he was told by the rabbis to go to Yathrib. So he was from there. So he went back and he would say to the Aus and Khazraj there that I am upon Hanifiyah, the true pure way where we believe in one Allah. And then he used to describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the final Nabi of Allah, to the Medinan society. And he became an ascetic. He was like a rabbi where he stayed away from all pleasures of this world. An ascete. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent by Allah in Makkah Mukarramah, he didn't undertake the journey to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina Munawwara, but the same man who is night and day talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Respected students of deen, we have to worry that Allah keep us on truth and Allah enable us to die on truth. What happens here? One day he approaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, what did you come with? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I came with Hanifiya. The same thing he said he was upon. Okay, teach me your faith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him. He said, but you're mixing it up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you say I am mixing it up. But you forgot what the rabbis told you all around the world when you traveled. They told you about me. They described me to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew about it from Allah. Exactly what he did, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him. You went here, you went there. This is what they told you about me. He said, no, it's not you. And in his hatred, he said, I'll never accept it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, the one who's lying and hypocritical amongst us, may Allah give him such a death, taridan, ghariban, faridan, may Allah make him die as a wayfarer, alone, separated from his people, with no one there for him. Just after that, he went to Makkah. He left Medina Munawwara. He went to Makkah. Uhud, he came with the Meccans. And he made an announcement because he was the rabbi of the Meccan people and he used to, Medina people. He used to work on, try and work on the Arabs, Aus and Khazraj. So he said to them, don't join Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, join me. He was telling the Meccans, you'll see my people when they see me, they leave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. The Sahaba of Medina Munawwara said, La an'am Allahu bika aynan ya fasiq. What rabbi, rahib, you are fasiq, O Abu Amir, you are fasiq. We want nothing to do with you. And such a disgrace Allah gave him. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah Mukarramah, he ran away from Makkah Mukarramah. He went to Syria under the Romans and there he died a lingering death, faridan, wahidan, ghariban. Exactly as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because of his hypocrisy. Another was Zubayr bin Bata. He knew the truth. He says, my father showed me exactly where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. But now remember, there are many who accepted the truth. Like there was one Jewish rabbi, this is in Hayat al-Sahaba, right in the first volume. On his dying bed, Allah gave him tawfiq to utter the kalima. Because he was a good man and he gave good counsel to the Arabs when they used to come to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to meet them in the Hajj. Allah's Nabi used to go to them and give them da'wat. Then they used to come, and when they came to him, he would describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them and give them good advice. On his dying bed, Allah gave him tawfiq to read the kalima. So the chapter Al-Baqarah discusses the ahkam of Sharia to a great extent, but discusses the Jewish community greatly. And among the discussions is the Qibla, because Muslims face the Qibla when Muslims arrived in Medina Munawwara. Already in Makkah Mukarrama, they were facing Baytul Maqdis. In the first 16 months of Medina, they were still facing Baytul Maqdis. It was the next year, Sha'ban, where Allah's command came. And this is what you're going to hear on the first night of Taraweeh. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبَلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا. And interestingly, the Sahabi whose heart was yearning for Kaaba, who sought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's permission to face Kaaba despite being in Medina Munawwara, he passed on. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visiting his family, Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur. And right next to his house was the masjid where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was performing salah and the command of Allah came to face the Kaaba. See how Allah sees one's pure intentions. In Sha'ban, a Christian king visited Medina Munawwara. But how he visited? Because his sister came to Medina Munawwara. It's a lengthy incident in Sunan At-Tirmidhi. Her name was Safana. Her being there, she saw the beauty of Islam. He hated Islam. He loved the Christians. He left his area and he went to live with the Christians in Syria. But there he saw how racialistic they were. When his sister convinced him to come to Medina Munawwara, when he came to Medina Munawwara, he received such wonderful treatment. Allah's Nabi got up, welcomed him, greeted him, took him home. This man's name was Adi ibn Hatim. He also came in Sha'ban. And he said, This man cannot be a king. He has to be Allah's messenger. The incident is lengthy, how Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated him in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made his ikram. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him da'wah and explained to him how Christianity is wrong, how Judaism is wrong, how Islam is the truth. And Allah's Nabi explained to him, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. We ask Allah in Al-Fatiha, Allah save us from the way of those who have incurred thy wrath. That's why Al-Baqarah, a lot of it is tafsir of maghdub alayhim. That's how beautifully is the Quran synchronized. So we, all the time, oh Allah, save us from their way. Give us Anbiya's way. Give us our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way. Waladdaleen. Save us from the way of those who went astray and go astray with ignorance. That refers to the Christians. And that is detailed in the next chapter, chapter 3, Al-Imran. Now the month of Ramadan is coming. It is the month of Quran. We have to read a lot of Quran. But under the guidance of the scholars, learn the meaning of the Quran as well and share the message of Quran with the whole world, including the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims deserve this message too. They also deserve to be told the truth. Not long ago, I was on a flight. Next to me was a Jewish doctor. So I introduced myself and I asked him his name. So we had a nice discussion. He said his name is Yusuf. So I said to him, do you know, sir, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said to his companions. Now remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the greatest of Anbiya. But here, he also acknowledged the other Anbiya. He said to his companions, do you know the noblest of people is Yusuf alayhi salam, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, Isaac, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Isn't it amazing that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to his companions, acknowledging the lineage of Isaac, speaking about how great Joseph is. Isn't that remarkable? And many Christians are listening to this discussion on the flight. He said, it is indeed. And then I asked him, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledges such a lineage, what about the Bible in the Old Testament when it speaks about Ismail in Genesis 17:20? How great is Ismail that Allah says to Ibrahim, as for Ismail, I have heard thee. I have answered your prayer. And I will make him great. And his 12 children will bear the fruit of God. I'm saying to him, but sir, shouldn't we also, see when you're talking to them, you mustn't say you, the Quran tells us that. Say we. Talk to them politely. Shouldn't we also acknowledge this lineage? Please look into it, I said to him. Then he introduced his sons to me. One was Isaiah. Allah's father, I described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him from Isaiah. And then I asked him, who is Isaiah? Sorry, who is Qaydar who's in Isaiah, describing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qaydar is the son of Ismail alayhi salam, from whom comes Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afterwards, his son passed me because I was standing with someone else on the flight. So he said to me, you know, just last week I was reading the Bible and I read the 12 names of the sons of Ismail. And I'm going to look into it. Thank you. They took the literature I gave them. When I got to the airport where I was going, few others came to me and said, you know, you gave that individual. Can we also have that literature? Respected Ummah, we have to change, yes. But remember, we are in South Africa for 350 years. 1656 were the first Muslims that came here. The first Alim, Sheikh Yusuf Makassari, 1694. 350 years and we haven't even reached 4%. 4% is an exaggeration. Why? Stop anyone on the road. Ask him, do you know Christ? Of course. He loves Christ. He knows Christ. Ask him, do you know Muhammad? I'm sorry. Who are you speaking about? Who is that? Oh, uncle. I know that uncle. He owns that store. Nice man. All he knows is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is some Indian prophet for the Indian people. I ask you. You and I are going to be listening to it every night in Taraweeh. Al-Baqarah is teaching us how to invite the Jews. Ali Imran is teaching us how to talk to the Christians. That was revealed. Half that chapter was revealed. Half is describing Uhud. The other half is describing how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave da'wah to a 60 individual delegation that came from Najran of Christians. Who's going to invite them? And the other thing, Qibla from Baytul Maqdis to Kaaba Sharif. In this month, Baytul Maqdis has to be in our heart. Many were boycotting. carry on with it. It's a beautiful amal. It's something we can do. How can we tolerate what was manufactured by those who are brute, who are investing night and day from every bottle, from every chocolate, from every packet of chips, from everything we buy from their companies? They still have a percentage, and they're sending weaponry to kill innocent women and children. And you and I have forgotten what our people are suffering. They're still suffering. They're still trying to displace them. We carried on strong. Why don't we carry on? You have 6-7 fridges supporting them. Hey, we can't expect you to change overnight. Put 2-3 fridges. Support the Muslim. Buy from the Muslim. Buy from another company that's not supporting. Support a Muslim brother. Try. Even if our profits lose, our profits diminish a little. So what? It's, inshallah, it won't diminish. But you'll be supporting a Muslim who's paying zakat, whose children are coming to become a hafiz, who is contributing to masjids. So continue with that boycott. Continue strong. Don't put it down. Don't take a sip of such a drink. And another is doing, encourage him that, you know, do the research yourself, brother. You know this company, who are they supporting? We are Muslims. We support each other. Muhammad al-Fatih dressed like the masses before he went to Constantinople. He went into the marketplace. He asks in the supermarket, sir, can I have butter, milk and honey? The man says, take the milk from me, but I don't want you to take the butter and the honey from me. He says, why? He says, my neighbor, he got the best butter. Take it from him. He says, but why? He says, see, I got my deal for the day. My day started early. But what about my brother? Please take it from him. He went next door. He asked for the butter. He asked for the honey. He says, that man said, no, take the butter from me. But honey, just there, that man got the best. Don't you have? No, I have. But I want you to support him. I want him also to have his first customer. My brothers, Allah will bless us. Support each other. We are Muslims. Irrespective of color, race, nationality, background, language, this ummah is special. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and I'm going to read this hadith in the khutbah. Allah's Nabi said, my ummah is so special. Ma min ahadim min al umam. Ma min rajulim min al umam. Illa wadda annahu min ummati. Every ummati of every Nabi will wish on judgment day that they from my ummah, because every Nabi came for his people. Allah's Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came for all people. Allah's Nabi said, on judgment day, Nuh alayhi salam, hadith is sahih, sahih Bukhari, sahih Sunan Tirmidhi, Nuh alayhi salam will be called. You gave da'wat? He said, yes. His people will be asked. Nuh alayhi salam gave 950 years of da'wat. Who was he giving da'wat to? The 80 people that were Muslim, he was teaching them. Yes, he was reminding them. But his night and day da'wat was to the non-Muslims. Night and day, 950 years. Something that you and I are not interested in, not prepared to take out a little bit of time for. 950 years. Nuh alayhi salam's people are asked, did he convey to you all, alayhi salam? No, he told us nothing. Oh, Hazrat Nuh, who will testify for you? You know what he says? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be called on judgment day. This ummah will speak, oh Allah, Hazrat Nuh gave da'wat. He conveyed the message. We testify. Who will stand up for Hazrat Nuh? You and I. This is how special this ummah is. Our beloved said, every Nabi, every ummati of every Nabi will wish to be from my ummah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is coming back. Tell the Christians, we believe in his return. He is coming back. How? He's going to come back. It's going to be the Fajr prayer, brothers. And respected elders, Allah save us from ever missing our Fajr or any of our Salahs. Hazrat Mahdi is about to take the Musalla. He sees Hazrat Isa come down. Hazrat Mahdi goes back. Offer Hazrat Isa, Allah's Nabi, he's special. Hazrat Isa says, no. I will pray behind the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is how special this Ummah is. Why is this Ummah special? Ibadat, previous ummahs did much more than us. There's something over and above ibadat that we have to do. That's not in us. And sadly, we have downplayed our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask you to ask any non-Muslim, do you know Christ?
He says, of course. Do you know Muhammad? Talk to them. See how they stand and urinate under the tree. And they live with so many of us. Tell him nicely, brother, the right hand, what is it in Zulu? Give him 5 minutes of your valuable time. Nobody will pay you in dunya. Allah will pay you in akhirah for it. 5 minutes. Talk to him politely. He'll tell you, this is the hand of eating. In Zulu, he'll tell you, the hand of eating. What is this hand? The hand of cleaning the dirt. In Zulu. So tell him, see, your forefathers used to eat with the right hand. Wash in the toilet with the left hand. Think about it. You know how nice you'll feel. We shouldn't be standing. It's disrespectful. Someone else is going to sit. Talk to one person. Make a difference. Don't just walk past and don't give a damn. No, respected Ummah. That's why lastly, Ramadan is coming. I have a few booklets for you here. I want every one of us to send. We're going to send for our Muslim neighbors. Khajur. Carry on. Very good. But what about Mr. Naidu? Next door. Mr. Fandamarva. Mr. Shaka Zulu. Put one plate of khajur. Put a booklet inside. Send it to your neighbor. At least it will give him some. At least you and I got an answer on Judgment Day. Then he'll message you. Thank you, sir. I'm really interested. Then you bring him to the masjid. Bring him here. All the ulama will help you. Let him sit. Make him comfortable. Serve him. Whatever khidmat we can make of him. Let him see the beauty of deen. But every one of us. Will we do this, inshallah? Here's your books. This one, I would love you to read. A Brief Illustrated Guide to Understanding Islam. A simple, easy book to read. It speaks of the miracles of the Quran. I want you to read it before Ramadan, but don't delay. Read it quickly in this week. Then after that, you take your copy, you pass it on to your close chummy, a friend in university with you, in school with you, your teacher, your friend, your colleague, your partner. But read it quickly and then you pass it on. All of us do this, inshallah. If every one of us do it, we're getting somewhere. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.